So good evening everyone, this is the Candy Show brought to you by host Krishna and we got Shiram here as a co-host today. So today we'll be going to talk about our teen relationships, worth it. So like, is it necessary at this right point of time? So like, speaking about this, the relationships kind of come in a problem, or like it comes as a very, very, very much big of a problem for teens. During this main generation, I think so, because of all these media presence and porn and other stuff. So like, it has become excessive. So like, all these relationships kind of have multiplied over the past decades, and you can see that there are various kind of problems leading because of the relationship that each and every male or woman are currently in. So mm-hmm. Shiram, what do you think about the relationships as a whole? So like, how do you think, is it worth the time spending with at your young age, where you kind of want to focus on your career? Mm-hmm. So like, rather doing that, focusing on something that is not something that is irrelevant to your productivity. So like, what do you think about it?
So the answer is going to be very controversial, right? Because there's going to be so many opinions to this answer. But what do I think? See, let's take it this way. Relationships are fun, right? I guess we all have to agree. Like, it is kind of like an interest for you from the very childhood, that you want to have this loved one, you want to have this significant other, you want to spend a lot of time with them. And movies have done a very good job of showing you, creating kind of a lifestyle where relationships lead to all happily ever after, then get married, stuff like that. That's what the portrait each movie gives you, but that's not how reality works. That's literally not how life works. Because from a layman's or from like a third person's perspective, those people who are involved in a relationship might seem fun, or in the sense that they might seem like they are the happiest people in the world. But when you think about it, in the long run at least, relationships are very difficult to deal with. Let me tell you why. Because to maintain a relationship, or at least to have a happy and a long-lasting relationship, you must have incredible amount of commitment, right? Because relationships, after all, is a commitment. It's a battle of commitment. Like, how long can you, like, what do you say, like, how much of the love you can have towards the other person, and how long can you keep that love maintained and keep it fresh and alive and stuff like that. But not a lot of people can do that. Because having such a long-term commitment or long-term goal at a young age like that is not possible. Like, but if you had that same commitment towards your life, you might go somewhere else. I know this is extremely wrong, or I seem like a villain if I say this, but the amount of energy which you spend towards relationship and the amount of energy you spend in your life are completely different things. Because if I put the same energy and the same amount of commitment towards my life, I'll end up achieving something. But in the same case of relationships, I don't know whether the relationship will pan out, because there are just so many variables relating to relationships, and I don't know if it is even worth it, and I don't know if the struggle and all of those things are worth it in the long run, at least right now. And maybe my answer or everybody's answer might change in the future, right? Because obviously you might be in a different point of time in the future, so you might have a different idea of what relationship means. And why do I say this is because when you're young, you have this fantasy in your mind. Even I have that fantasy right now. Like how the movies show you, right? The guy meets the girl, then they have a happier time, they just go, they roam out and do a stuff, they get married. Like, this is the traditional route which movies and everything, this is the fantasy which the movies keep, and a lot of books also. And this fantasy is the main reason why relationships are bad for you, because it is just a fantasy at the end of the day, and that's not how real life works. So in my opinion, relationships definitely work. Like, I'm not going to openly like generalize a statement that relationships do not work. It does work in some cases, but it highly depends upon the two people involved in it, and if the people are really committed and they really want to focus on their career and simultaneously focus on each other, I think you can have relationships are good, no problem at all. So it all boils down the perspective and how you look at things, I suppose.
Sacrificing the time you kind of spend on your studies or any mm-hmm. kind of thing, so like sacrificing that to something, someone whom you love, mm-hmm. so like that is something very stupid. I would openly say that, because I know the relationships are important. So like, but what I say is that, as you told, we must utilize this time in our life. So like this teen, this period of time between our 16 to 22 years, so like this time is very important, as we are all will be in colleges, and mm-hmm. we have to focus on our career so that we kind of go to a position where we have a earning, and we are at some point, we are at a position to have all kind of sacrificing time for all this love mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. relationship and uh-huh. other kind of things. Uh-huh. So like at that point of time where you have settled in your life, so like settled in the meaning of you are at a job, or like you are at a, working in a company, so like yeah, you are having an income and mm-hmm. so like at that time you can, you know, think about spending time with someone whom you care or whom you like to fall in love with. So like I think this point where you kind of you know, you have to spend your time wisely, productively in your career so that you kind of achieve so many things. So like you kind of don't waste your time. So like all these kind of love and relationships are going to be there. So like after a certain age, if you do so, or if you spend time, that will be wise, according to my opinion. I think so.
But here's the problem with this argument, and here's what everybody says to this argument as well: love does not come when you want it to, right? Like there is this very famous quote which says that love arises in the most unexpected of places, and it is extremely corny and cliche, but that is true indeed, because you never know where you might end up finding love. Like for example, like it is all destiny at the end of the day, because I am a person who believes in destiny, because whatever destiny has in store for me, I'll have to accept it, and I don't know when I am destined to get love, or I don't know when I'm going to get love. So I have this hopeful kind of attitude in my mind that I don't want to miss any chance which I get in my life. So according to you, if I am a person who constantly tries to focus on my career only, and also relationships,
see,
do
most
help.
Most of the person, as you told, most of the people don't have this correct amount of balance between focusing on relationship, on both on career and relationship. Right?
Okay, that's true.
So like according, so like seeing your case or like our case, so like our, you know, mm-hmm. well educated or like well known people,
mm-hmm.
so like they will have this current you know balance on both these relationships and career. So like very few, very few people have
that
this
is very ideal
balance,
that is
but
ideal.
Most of the people, right? So like as you told, when kind of like seeing about destiny, so like when someone kind of falls in love with you when you are in college or something, so like if you know kind of most of the people, right? So like they fail to have this balance between love and career. So like they completely either lose their career and
uh-huh.
go behind the girl. So like that is utter stupidity, I would
but
say.
But I guess that is a cost you have to pay. I guess that is just like some sort of an rent you have
no
to pay.
There is no point in completely destroying your career and your future, so like behind a girl.
But I guess that isn't entirely true, right?
You have to think in the future angle. So like she is going to be there. So even on her side, I'm speaking. So like we have to continue this relationship in a way that we have to spend more time on it when it is necessary. So like at the right point of time, when both of them are working or like are in a status. So
but the
at education point of time. So like when you are learning things and you are on your important part of your career, if you spend more time to this, you know, complete bullshit, right? So like, sorry to mention. So that is something that I see. Something that is completely waste of time, I see.
But
so you can do something productive at that time.
I get it. But what is the correct age? What is the right point in your life? Do you know when do you want to fall in love in your life? Maybe if I ask you 10 years from now, maybe at 30. You don't know. Nobody knows. That's why people choose to love.
I don't say that you have to completely ignore relationships. But you have to have this balance between
but
when
that is
to
ideally
give
not possible
more time to, you know, spend with your partner.
But you can't
like,
do that.
There must be a relationship. Even if you fall in something like in for 17 or 18 years, you have to have this patience to, you know, the patience is something that I kind of say.
Mm-hmm,
so like
mm-hmm.
patience is something that is very important. So like you have to have this patience to wait for a few years and complete your career, you know, have this clear idea about what you are going to do in your future. And then you can focus on it.
But now, since you have that maturity, you choose to answer it this way. But if I would ask the same question to a 16 or 17 year old person, they do not have this sort of emotional maturity to answer it this way. So, even if I had asked the same question to you 2 to 3 years back, I am sure you must have given this sort of an answer only. Maybe something different to this. Because you're matured now. You're different than who you were 2 or 3 years back. So, the way you think towards
the
things is different.
The age is the main problem, I think so.
But that need not be a problem. That's what I'm telling. Maybe.
No, that is the problem, because at that age, you kind of spend more time to all these nonsense bullshits like following actors or like following, you know, all these movie stars or like falling in love and the other kind of stupid things. So like many of them have ended in so many destructive ways. So like ending up like addicted to drugs or like something.
True.
So like all these love failures kind of lead to suicides and something. So like all this I say is utter stupidity. So like waste of time. So like at that time, if you have contributed your time usefully to focus on your studies or like focus on other things that you, that can improve your skills and other things. So like that would be something that I suggest or recommend.
Okay, let's dial back our time 2 or 3 years back, right? To the same age where we are talking about people now. What did we do when we were 17 or 18? Or when we were 12th grade? Did we care about our studies? No. Did we do something to develop our skills? No. What we ended up doing?
But now we are realizing it, right?
So but this realization has to come to that person naturally. You cannot teach it to a person like such and such. This is how his life goes. You have to enhance skills. Nobody is going to listen to what you say. It is going to look like a 30-year-old person or a parent is kind of giving you advice and nobody is willing to listen to advices. So I guess this is the kind of confusing or this kind of the catch here. You are at this point someone who's matured. Or you can think for yourself and you have this very clear awareness as to what you want. But not everybody has the same sort of emotional maturity. Like you say, like a few people like whom you mentioned, maybe 17 or 18 years, 16 years, who don't have that long-term vision or that tunnel vision. So for those kinds of people, love is kind of like, what do you say, maybe like a, what do you say, kind of like a safety kind of a thing to attach to. Like they don't know what to do in life and this is the only thing which they can potentially do or the only thing which is at least in their
that
control.
Doesn't yield them any kind of a, you know, positive thing.
But sadly, they have to go through that whatever the thing they are going to come to this realization. Because a few people like us, maybe like you and me, we had that common sense that those things like that do not pan out in the long run. But not a lot of people share this common thought process, ideology, I suppose.
All this kind of crush and all this kind of temporary talking or like flirting is something that must be our limit. So like at this age, I say, so like even if you are in love with some person or like even if you are in a relationship, right? So like, as you told, at that age, so like 16 or 17, so like at that stage where we kind of are most, you know, have this urge to fall in a relationship with a girl. So like during entering the college or something. So like every man will have this, right? So like, so
it is a part of adolescence actually.
Yeah, that at that stage. Yeah, I understand that most of the people don't have this control between, you know, focusing on what they need and what they don't need. So like I say, they have to, you know, after coming to realization, so like 19 or 20 years, right? So like at least at that time, they must realize that they must at least come to that realization that we are wasting our time completely. We are not doing anything productive. We are not improving any kind of skills or like resume or any kind of things. We aren't kind of improved in any kind of thing. So like we are completely wasting our parents' money and you know, completely destroying ourselves in the process of falling into a relationship that kind of doesn't give you a single rupee. So like that inner, you know, feeling to satisfy it. So like you are completely wasting your everything. So like falling in relationship is right. It is, I don't oppose it completely, but the balance is something you may argue that most of the people won't have this balance between focusing. So that focus must come to each and everyone. So like they have to realize that what is important. So that is
what
I say.
But I guess we choose to only see the negative side of relationships, right? Because currently we are just focusing on the fact that like relationships are only kind of like harmful to you in the sense that they don't technically aid you in your growth, personal growth. But I don't think so. I don't think that's the case, right? Because I guess we have to equally look at the advantages or kind of like the positive sides of being in a relationship or like that you learn to commit to some person at that young age, right? Because we now don't know what commitment means. Maybe we might be committed towards our career or towards our personal life. But we don't know the value of human relationships. We don't know how to maintain the connection with somebody for that instance. So I guess it is a double-edged sword after all, right? Because when you think about it, it gives you a lot of harm, I suppose. It is, technically speaking, not...
Most of the time, it gives you... It affects you most of the time as... most of the relationships we come across in our country also. So let's forget abroad. So like see our country. So like even our friends, right? So like they will be in certain kind of a relationship. So like we know that most of the relationships which we see on our day-to-day lives doesn't pan out well. So like doesn't, you know, prolong for a long period of time. So like due to all these issues and difference in opinion. So I think they have to at least realize that this, or they have to consider this for you know, focusing on something that is needed or that is that needs to be given care of. So spend time on. So that is what I kind of, you know, say. So But let's be honest, bro. So today, this generation, relationship, we are speaking. So like, you know, most of the girls don't care about what we say, or like,
nobody
even if
cares.
We go and propose, right? 90% of the time, they reject it. So like, we are speaking this episode exclusively for those 5% of the population who are in relationship right now. So like, for singles and other kind of, you know.
And you know, this is the case. If these 5% of people actually end up getting someone or a girl or something, you instantly start to think that, oh, I'm destined to get this. Oh, I'm only the few percent in the population.
I'm a bit jealous.
Like,
he is in relationship, why can't I?
And all of this is solely because of the mentality towards how you look at relationships, right? Because relationships are seen as like this kind of like treasure or kind of like an artifact.
Jealousy is something also plays a main
true
role. So like, even in our college campuses, right? So like, you can see couples kind of
roaming and sitting around everywhere.
Yeah. We will be really jealous, and we would think about what if we are in that person's situation. So like, we would have this relationship, and we will be floating in a kind of completely virtual kind of world where we think that our future with that person, and
it's all happily ever after ending, just like the story say, happily ever after the marriage, blah 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 blah, and the story ends. That's not how life works. That's just not how life works. So again, we just talk about
this is something. Yeah, as you told, when it comes, we have to accept it, but we have to have
this. As you told, choosing to spend the amount of time on that person is very important, because again, that person could make or break your life, because we've seen so many examples, so many cases where the couple breaks up.
Yeah.
And the guy is gone. He just becomes the... And the movies again. The movies are the single...
Movies are the bloody reason to all this, I say. So like, if you consider, you know, all our parents and grandparents, right? So like, most of the time, I would say in our country, consider India, so like 90% of the time, there will be only arranged marriages. So like, they don't have this influence of social media or like public platform to have this influence of talking to another person or kind of knowing about things like relationship. So like, so considering our generation, so like these movies kind of starting from the beginning point of times. So like, if you consider a movie, there must be a hero, there must be a heroine. So like, he will love her or he will chase her, or like there must be any kind of relationship. That I don't say it is wrong, but
that's the predominantly plot.
Every movie kind of carries this plot where there will be a hero, heroine, they will get married, as you told. So like, these movies kind of, we kind of people kind of, you know, we are complete stupid people. So like, who believe whatever there is there in movies, right? So like, we kind of follow a star, like we kind of like him, or like we kind of even treat him as a god. So like, that is the stupid world right now, and following stupid things that doesn't matter, or that doesn't yield you any kind of a single rupee to you or your family. So like, they don't care about it. So
they don't even know you exist.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day,
yeah, they are on this money making process, and we don't realize that, and we are stupidly following that. What I'm saying is that all these kind of movies and social media, including Twitter, Instagram, all these kind of, so to boil it up, Tinder is there. So like, on the top of it, so like, every kind of these social media platforms and movies and other things, right? So like, it is the one thing I would say that the early kind of stage what we talked about, so like, where we fall in love or we don't have this control over our urge towards falling in relationships, or like, so like, I think these all kind of influences our emotions and something.
True.
So like, we can't say completely that it is completely destiny, or like it is something that each and every person gets automatically. So it is something that has evolved throughout the years that we have seen, we have known. So like, all these movies and stuff, we kind of realize that at this age, so like, we kind of, where we have to focus, right? So at that age, where we don't have all these kind of ideas or all these kind of control over things. So like, at that time, you know, relationship kind of makes or breaks you. That is what I say. Yeah.
That's a fair conclusion, I guess. I guess I don't have anything to add on top of it. It's all about the external stimulus around you. It's the things which you receive, the things which you perceive are entirely going to determine what sort of relationship you'll fall on, if you even want to fall in a relationship, I suppose. So I guess that's pretty much it. So you went on a complete rant. ranting about things which are not necessary to the topic, which are necessary to the topic. But I guess at the end of the day, it was all good.
I hope you loved it.
Yeah. I don't know what's the conclusion also, but whatever. You can make the conclusion. You can decide whatever you want to do in life. So yeah, that's so regarding the YouTube side of things. So if you have any sort of comments or what is your opinion on this? How do you look at relationships, etc., etc.? Please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. And regarding Spotify and Anchor, please follow us on Spotify. And regarding
please don't mention
Clubhouse,
please.
Nobody wants to listen to Clubhouse ever again. So Clubhouse is over. Okay, thank you. And
thank you.
That's pretty much it. Thank you.